AIDS was first recognized as a disease in 1981, and now scientists are saying HIV arrived here in the U.S. a dozen years before that. The current issue of the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences traces the beginning of the epidemic in the West to a single unknown person. Joining us now is NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. And Richard, how did they figure this out?
They used genetic analysis. They looked at some of the viruses that were that first showed up in the United States back in about 1982, 1983, and they looked at the genes, and they used the kind of changes in genes that occur naturally as a virus evolves, especially HIV, which evolves very fast. They used these changes as a kind of a clock to gauge just how far back it was when the virus arrived and how it related to the virus that had evolved in Haiti.
In Haiti. So it came from Haiti?
They think so. They think that what they've pinned down is that the virus arrived in Haiti around 1966, give or take a couple of years on either side, from Central Africa, probably because there were Haitian professionals who had gone over to the Congo, just liberated from the Belgians, to help the Congolese make a country. And so there was traffic back and forth at that time. We know that the virus was in the Congo at the time, brought to Haiti, they think, around 66, and then jumped from Haiti to the United States around 1969.
So 1969, it jumped from Haiti to the United States. And how did that happen?
They think it was a single patient who may have been Haitian, but may have been somebody who just went to Haiti and came back, who brought it to the United States. We'll never know who that is. Introduced it to somebody else, and it simmered there for, in this country, for a dozen years or so without anybody really recognizing what was going on.
Why did it take so long, 12 years?
It took so long partly because, or largely because of the nature of AIDS. It's a disease that's really insidious. Most people, only a very small percentage of people, develop symptoms within, you know, a couple of years of getting infected. You know, with AIDS, the vast majority of people will have the virus for years without showing any symptoms. And so nobody could sort of make any connection between infection and disease, and the disease can look like other things because basically what happens with AIDS is that your immune system gets slowly destroyed and you begin to get sick with other kinds of diseases. And so it looks like, it can look like tuberculosis. In fact, tuberculosis can get worse if you have it along with the AIDS virus. It can look like a lot of infectious diseases. And so it took a long time to put the puzzle together.
So previously, people thought that it was the reverse, that Americans had brought the disease to Haiti, right, in the form of sex tourism?
That's been a controversy for many years. It could have happened that way. Sex tourism was pretty rampant between the United States and Haiti among gay men, I'm told, in the around, you know, middle to late 70s. They think that this argues strongly against that from U.S. to Haiti because the timing doesn't work. If you look at the genetic analysis, it looks very strongly as if the virus was in Haiti first and then came to the United States before 1970 or around 1970 rather than going from the U.S. to Haiti later in the 70s.
All right, NPR science correspondent Richard Knox, thank you very much.
You're welcome.